Good morning, sir. What is your name, sir?
My name is Spencer Marshall.
Mr. Marshall, would you state your name and ADC number for us again, sir?
Spencer Marshall, 276-629.
Mr. Marshall, you appear to be on the board of executive clemency for your revocation hearing regarding the two allegations that we find on your warrant. And based upon information that I see, you were notified of this hearing back on April the 2nd. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes.
And on there, among other things, it stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. I don't see one in the room today. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself this morning, sir? And as you can see, I hope you can see us, there are four board members participating in your hearing, and they are, all the way on your right, will be the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis. Next to him, on your right, that is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. On the other side of myself is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, and my name is C.Q. Wright. We also have in the room with us today the gentleman that you should be able to see there, and that is Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby is representing the Department of Corrections as well as the parole officer of today. Now, Mr. Marshall and Mr. Westby, I need to swear both of you in. Do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm? Mr. Marshall?
Yes.
And Mr. Westby.
I do. At this time, the department requests to make an amendment to page 1 of the warrant. In the bottom page, under date release, there is a typo. The correct date should be December 6, 2018.
December 6. Just change that to 6. Okay. That was just a typo, sir, and that was so that the information on the warrant would be correct. So hopefully you have no problem with us just changing that date, sir. Okay, sir. Now we're going to move into phase one of your hearing. As I noted, that you do have two allegations on your warrant. I'm going to read each of them. Unless I read each of them, please tell me whether each one is true or false. And the first one reads that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 2. It's demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about December 17, 2018, and verbally written and directed on December 14, 2018. Your whereabouts was unknown unless you was in the surrender from supervision. Sir, is that true or false? Okay, thank you, sir. And the next one reads that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 12C. It's demonstrated by your failure to participate in programs, counseling, and complete an evaluation that is required on or about December 14, 2018. Sir, is that one true or false?
That's true, sir.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Marshall, I'm going to move to find that he violated the terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
A motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis and the Honorable Mr. Mills. Sir, now we are going to prepare to go into phase two of the hearing. We're going to ask that you remain quiet because at the beginning of this hearing, we're going to get some information on you from the Department of Corrections. Then we're going to come back, talk with you, and you can tell the board anything that you need to tell the board at that time. So please remain quiet. And at this time, we're going to request the Honorable Mr. Westby to give us some background information. Honorable Mr. Westby, sir.
On December 6, 2018, Mr. Marshall was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested March 4, 2019 by Phoenix PD on new felony charges of possession of dangerous drugs and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was back in U.S. custody on March 12, 2019 with an adjusted community supervision end date of September 27, 2019, 77 abscond days. Car conviction, 2017, dangerous drug violation, 2 counts, each for 2.5 years. He has a prior conviction in 2012, marijuana violation, 1 year. This is his third term in DOC. CUIR score, 2-1, mental health score, 1, substance abuse score, 3. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2013, TAS release of absconder, 70 days. Reed CUCD prior to seeing the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are minimal. Other arrest, 1994, negligent homicide, Colorado. Disposition unknown. 1999, possession of narcotics, Arizona. Felony conviction, probation. 2001, theft of means of transportation, Arizona. Felony conviction, probation. 2005, possession of narcotics, Arizona. Felony conviction, probation. 2016, possession and sale of dangerous drugs, Arizona. Felony conviction, probation. This community risk score is a G2B3. And I do have stats of charges I received from Unit Supervisor Underwood dated April 9th, 2019, that states charges are pending.
Okay, thank you so very much, Mr. Westby. Okay, here we are. We're back to you, Mr. Marshall. Despite the fact that you have something pending, we will move forward with this hearing. And based on the information that I see, that when you released, that you were approved to stay at 2721 North 20th Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona, with Sandra Smith, and the parole officer, Prince, spoke with Ms. Smith, and she stated that since you had been released, that she had no contact with you. So what happened? Did you go to her residence and you didn't remain there? What happened, sir, at her residence, sir?
Before I start, I just want to say that I'm very responsible for my actions. Prior to me getting released on this city, I was still operating Senate bill. I had a place that I was going to, it was a 6-month program, which was a game center. I was so disabled that I had to go to a halfway house. Mm-hmm. I worked. When I filed for the halfway, when I put out a letter to get to the halfway house, I informed my CO3 that I had a halfway house to go to. As I got this letter back, 20 days later, they told me he gave me an out date. And 20 days later, I was still not released, and I went to him and found out that it hadn't even been filed for that. And this happened about 2 or 3 times. So by the time that I did get it all set up, I was just really a lot of anxiety, like I said. And by the time I did have it set up to work, and I had a business, I had an address to go to. But about 6 days, by the time I got to the 90-day early kickout, whatever it was, by the time I got to the 90-day, it was on the way up, and I got released. Maybe 5 or 6 days before my waiver was taken to my date. So when I still had a multi-stage counseling classes, I didn't have health insurance. I had to provide pay for this. And I hadn't even had a job yet. I just overwhelmed. I had a lot of ways of knowing that I could not have asked for it. And so you don't tell me to. So you passed away from Aaron Holtz, from the general of the whales.
So we're sorry to hear that your girlfriend had passed away in the conditions, and that apparently that drug is pretty strong, is everything that we hear on the, in terms of the news. So you didn't get a chance to do anything at all with that Senate bill, so you were too late getting out, you were too late being dismissed, so you didn't get a chance to take advantage of that. Did I hear that correct, sir?
Yes.
And then when you did get out, things just did not work, and your girlfriend had passed away. Now, while you were out between December and March, did you find any employment at all, sir?
This was in Fairhaven, Randall, Nancy.
So you found some friends who helped you?
Well, I was doing landscaping.
Oh, doing some landscaping? Well, that's important, and so we're glad to hear that you at least took advantage of that, and that, did you take advantage of this SAGE program? What happened there, sir?
I No, I just, this year I get a little confused. I just don't want to get it wrong, so.
And did you drop any raises, sir?
No, sir.
Okay, and the seven days that you were not reporting to your parole officer, what were you at that time, sir? Where were you residing?
I was just saying those things.
Oh, with a friend, okay. And what were you doing when the Phoenix Police Department picked you up, sir?
I was just asking to stay here. I was standing outside of me.
Okay. Okay, sir, at this time, let me see if other board members might have some questions for you. I don't see any questions coming from other board members at this time, but since this is your hearing, and we're coming towards the end of it, we do want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and make its determination. Anything else you need to tell the board at this time? We're prepared to listen, sir.
I'm so just wanting to go to the system and put it in this.
Thank you so very much. At this time, the board is prepared to go into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet because in Arizona we operate under the open meeting law and you can hear everything that we say. We don't do anything behind closed doors. So at this time, the board is in discussion. I find Mr. Marshall a very interesting gentleman. I think that things just did not work out. The paperwork that before he was released was kind of mixed up. He didn't get a chance to go to the Senate, Senate 91 situation. And then when he got out, and another problem with his girlfriend's demise, and things just did not quite work out. However, I cannot, just as one board member, I can't speak on behalf of anyone else. I just cannot overlook the fact that he did abscond for 77 days. And I would also point out that we don't know what's going to happen with this other situation as it is still pending. We don't know what the legal system, whether they will bring charges or not. That will have to be determined later. Therefore, at this time, I think I'm not in favor, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time. Okay, hearing nothing, therefore, I'm going to move to find that Mr. Spencer Marshall, 276629, did violate the terms and conditions of supervision and as much as he abscond for some 77 days, and his parole officer had no idea who he was, and he did have this run-in with the Phoenix Police Department, which did perhaps, we don't know for sure, maybe it has something to do with drugs, or we don't know what happened there, but we do know that it is still pending. Therefore, I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision at this time. That is my motion.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Ms. Tawanis, and the Honorable Ms. Kinnear. So this is going to end your hearing. The board has voted unanimously to revoke your community supervision. I do not see this as a negative, but just circumstances beyond your control that just did not work out for you. But I do still feel that you have a great future, and we look forward to your being successful in the future and not ending up being a part of the correction system in the future. Thank you, and this will end your hearing, sir. Thank you, sir.